good. Look at me. Look at me. Rocking my way through another day. Singing. All right, here's a wacky little story. Look at this one. The body of a 3-year-old boy was left in the trunk of his transient parents' car for 5 years. Well, they finally arrested the parents. Turns out the boy died accidentally, they say. And they, these are transients living in their car. And apparently the boy drowned in a tub. They were in a hotel room somewhere. You know, they left the kid alone. And so they wrapped up the kid and threw him in the trunk of the car to bury him someplace and forgot that he was there. Well, they got up 4 other children, ages 1, 2, 4, and 7. Imagine this. 5 kids. 5 kids. And they don't even have a place to live. There ought to be some way. Some way we could limit this. This is ridiculous. They're raising children in a 1965 Mustang. I mean, here I am. I could have the kid in his own private little suite with his own little motorized 3-wheeler to school. And we have no kids at the Grease Palace. Here, these are people that are living in a 65 Mustang. 42 cents to their name, they got 5 kids. Now, how does that work out? Is it true that old expression, the rich get richer and the poor have babies? I mean, my God, 5 children and people don't even have a roof over their head. Well, this one kid, tragically, drowns in the tub. So they wrap him up and throw him in the trunk, figure they'll bury him when they get around to it. Forget about it. 5 years later, somebody drops a dime on him. 5 years later, somebody drops a dime on him and says, hey, we think one of their kids died. You better check it out. So the cops come around, track him down. And the guy takes the police out to the woods, to the spot where he thought he'd buried him. And then he remembers, damn, you know what, officer? I was going to bury him here. I just never got around to it. I think I still got him in the trunk. And sure enough, they check the trunk, and there he is, in a mound of clothing and blankets. I guess it speaks well of their tires, right? They didn't have to use the spare, obviously, or, they'd have found the little tyke. Unbelievable! There ought to be some way we could pass a law somehow. You gotta show you have some sort of means that you can take care of these little kids. People have more and more and more. I tell you, and it gets people in deep trouble, too. Hi, it's Grease. What's up?
A cab once in a while?
Yeah, I drive a cab every now and then just to get material.
Yeah, I drive in Atlanta. Do you ever get yourself a little slice for the cab fare?
No, I never have.
Oh.
Never have. I was always too concerned about that kind of thing. You never know. I'll give you my answer on the air. I always felt sorry for people that are buying things with their bodies. You know what? I had a girl one time offer me her body for cab fare. And I thought, oh, God, you tragic, tragic, poor little wench. I said, just take it. That's all right. I mean, God, I don't want your body just for a $5 cab fare. And then she wept openly. I held her. She said, it's awful. It's awful. I needed money desperately. And so I went to a loan shark. When I couldn't meet the VIG, let alone pay off the payment, I turned to a life of prostitution. It's the only way. I know they'll hurt me if I don't subject myself to this humiliating irrigation. I said, God, prostitute yourself to take care of a loan shark debt. It's kind of like rubbing Peter to pay Paul.
It's the all-new Greaseman Show.